What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, April 3rd, 2017, first broadcast of the month here. We have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Lots been going on here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Ken is in our control room, minding the phones and ready to answer when you call on in. I don't know that I'm going to be able to take a lot of phone calls because we do have a lot of stuff that we need to get to. Big news coming out of St. Petersburg, Russia. Apparently, there was a terrorist bombing, a nail bomb put on a train by a gentleman who looks Middle Eastern and killed at least 10, injured 50 on the very day when Putin was visiting St. Petersburg. It's his hometown, and it looks like somebody was sending a message. They found a second bomb at a metro station in St. Petersburg, but were able to disarm that one. And apparently there's also been a terror attack on the Russian consulate in Damascus. So somebody's trying to send a message to Vladimir Putin that he ought to just mind his own business instead of the way of the New World Order's conquest of planet Earth here. Now then, obviously, big fight continuing to go on Capitol Hill over Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch. They're going back and forth, threatening filibusters, saying, well, maybe we only need 51 votes straight up and down instead of 60. And it is obviously a turf war. Judge Gorsuch and his qualifications are almost irrelevant in this three-ring circus of trying to score points against the opposition party and try and fight the turf war. We're seeing all indications of a government that is so badly factionalized that it cannot function any longer. And so we're waiting to hear where that's going to go. It went back to a committee vote. Now they're waiting on the Senate vote, and we're still waiting to get final word on that. Now, we should not allow this Sturm und Drang about Gorsuch to distract us from these really huge scandals that are beginning to emerge. The corporate media doesn't want you paying attention. Democrats don't want you paying attention. Obama doesn't want you paying attention. Hillary doesn't want you paying attention. But you need to pay attention to this. Now, a former FBI assistant director basically is out there saying that former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense Evelyn Farkas has basically ripped the lid off the fact that there was massive spying by the White House against Trump and a lot of other people going way, way back long before the election, before the nomination. And she was out there trying to say, well, we were justified in terms of the suspicion that Donald Trump was working with Russia. And by the way, CNN is still pushing this idea that Donald Trump was coordinating with Russian officials to leak damaging information about Hillary Clinton. And they're still raising on this busted flush. Now, first of all, nobody can prove Trump-Russia collusion. Second, nobody has ever looked at any of the stories out about Hillary Clinton and said, this is false, it didn't happen. So if you're looking for somebody to blame about all the damaging news that came out about Hillary Clinton, you blame Hillary Clinton because she did the stuff. And she seems to live in a culture that says that you can do whatever you want, however evil it is, as long as you keep people from talking about it, that's all just hunky-dory. Now, Evelyn Farkas is trying to walk back this situation, even to the point of denying what she said, even though it's on videotape. And I think Evelyn is starting to realize there is such a thing as the irrevocable mistake. And, of course, now Farkas is in panic mode along with the progressive left because it's coming on out. We have a new Watergate scandal on our hands. Story coming out of AboveTopSecret.com. The Obama administration committed felonies by spying on and unmasking Trump's team for political purposes. And they're actually out there saying that when all of this finally comes out, Richard Nixon is going to be seen as a Boy Scout in comparison. Now then, another story coming out of IntelliHub. High-level Obama operative unmasked Trump associates during surveillance, spread their identities for political purposes. This information was being given out to people who would have no interest whatsoever in Russian surveillance, but a lot of interest in that election. So this is already turning out to be worse than Watergate. Now, Eli Lake is saying that top Obama official who ordered the unmasking is Susan Rice, and Mike Chernovich is confirming. Susan Rice was the one who basically went on in and said, we're going to take these names and put them on out there, and we're going to get rid of Trump's people. Remember, Susan Rice, a while back, actually came out and said there were too many white people in top national security positions. So on top of everything else, she's a racist in reverse. We got to get rid of you white people. And apparently she was trying to do that with the Trump aides that she outed. Now, another story coming out of Fox News, confirming once again that the surveillance on Donald Trump went back before he even won the nomination during the primaries. And apparently Nunes is trying to get this information from the intelligence agencies, and the intelligence agencies are refusing to cooperate. And Nunes is saying this is a very troubling development. Is a gift for understatement there. And now he's actually saying that it's time to get tough. Congress is going to start calling these people, putting them under oath, and demanding they reveal what they know about this surveillance by Obama of Trump during the actual election. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, this whole story about Trump and Russia working together, it's all falling apart. And in particular, the story about how Russia hacked the computers of the Democratic National Committee and leaked the emails out there to WikiLeaks. Now, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, are already on record repeated times saying that they were given these emails by a disgruntled Democratic staffer. In all probability, it was Seth Rich, who shortly afterwards met with a very untimely end. Shot dead in the streets just near his home. They said it was a robbery, but he still had his wallet, his cell phone, and his watch. Now, there's a story that came out of popularresistance.org where they took a really close look at all this evidence, supposedly coming out of this analysis of Russia's hacking of the Democratic National Committee. And they went on in to the original 13-page report by the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security, which was based on the information provided to them by CrowdStrike, which has now acknowledged their methodology is flawed. And they've retracted the claim that they were able to prove that Russia had hacked into the Ukrainian computers, which resulted in a Ukrainian loss. And they've pulled that back, and they'd said, we're using the same techniques on the DNC servers. Well, obviously, if the technique didn't work the first time, it didn't work the second time. But over at popularresistance.org, they went through that 13-page report and they actually looked at the domains and the IPs that were held up as proof of Russia's guilt in hacking the DNC servers. And they found out many of those domains are not actually in use, registered to private persons. One of them, ritzopearl.ru, is actually owned by a German web hosting and consulting company. They went on, found a lot of these domains are not in effect. They found far more IPs tracking back to China than to Russia. And they looked at many of these IPs that were put forward in this DHS FBI report as going to Russia and found out they were going all kinds of other places. Canadian corporate server, Swiss corporate server, another Swiss corporate server, and on and on and on. Actual examination of the information provided in that report does not support its conclusion. Now, another take on this is over at the Duran.com, simply pointing out that that whole Trump dossier, the Donald and the two hookers in the presidential suite at the Moscow Hotel, is easily discredited because it describes a process of decision-making within the Russian government that has no relation to reality. And that on itself proves it's all a fake. Now, House Intelligence Committee ranking Democrat Adam Schiff admitted Saturday on CNN they don't actually have any definitive proof of collusion between Trump and Russia, but by golly, we're going to keep looking. We know it's there. We just have to manufacture. I'm sorry. We have to find that We will if we'll spend enough money on it. Meanwhile, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich was on Fox News yesterday saying that all of the real evidence on money and influence buying by the Russians relates to the Democrats, to the Clintons, not to Trump. And remember, one of the leaked Hillary Clinton emails that came on out from that document dump was when Hillary Clinton bragged about being invited to Putin's inner sanctum. Oh, they're all buddy-buddies over there. So, Senator Chuck Grassley has sent a second letter to FBI Director Comey asking why the FBI was involved in paying for this discredited Trump Russia dossier. Originally, there were some private parties that hired this former MI5 spy to come up with this piece of GARP. And then when that contract ran out, the FBI chipped in to keep this guy working. That's not how you do an investigation. And Grassley wants to know what their motivation was. So even though this whole Russia story has fallen apart, the hacking story has fallen apart, all of the election fraud that has been located and documented from last year's election points to Hillary Clinton, and still FBI Director Comey is going to create a special FBI unit to investigate the Russian role in the 2016 election. And they're going to drag this thing on out and say it's still under investigation. There's still a suspicion. They're trying to tarnish Trump with the mere presence of an investigation, even if the investigation is finding absolutely nothing. It's pure politics. Meanwhile, over in Dubai, police there arrested hackers who were trying to break into the current White House email system. And they're saying it's an African gang and broke into the emails of 5 senior officials, and they've been arrested. And the first thing that occurs to me is maybe somebody set these patsies up to lay a false bugging trail away from Obama. Yes, somebody was bugging the Trump campaign, but it wasn't us. Really, it wasn't us. It was those evil African Middle Eastern hackers. Now, at this point, if you are at all like me, you are probably pretty disgusted with how the federal government is behaving, how the establishment is behaving. We're hardly alone on that. Judge Jeanine Pirro was out there saying the left is acting like children who can't get over the fact Hillary Clinton lost the election. They thought they had it in the bag. They thought they had it rigged. But they couldn't overcome a massive landslide that was not so much for Donald Trump as against the entrenched Clinton-Bush-esque establishment. And that's why they're upset. And they are still in denial. Apparently, Tom Perez got on the stage at a speaking engagement and actually came on out and said that Trump didn't win the election. Trump doesn't represent us. Trump didn't win the election. Yeah, Tom, actually he did. And he won the election by the rules everybody agreed to play by going on in. Now, as of last count, researchers have identified 4 million dead voters who voted last year for Hillary Clinton, and at least 3 million illegal immigrants. That erases this idea that somehow Hillary won the popular vote. She didn't. And we need a full investigation into all the election fraud from last year and where it leads, followed by a complete overhaul of our election system. Get rid of the computers. Get rid of the machines. There is no requirement that you have to have the results of the election instantaneously. We need to crowdsource the voting process so that everybody has a hand in checking it out. And we have a little article we put together that seems to be a very solid basis for a new election system. And certainly it's going to make election fraud hard to commit and hard to conceal as opposed to our current computerized election system, which seems designed to facilitate and then conceal massive election fraud. Now, apparently, Hillary Clinton is going to run again in 2020. She's already making the rounds on speeches attacking Donald Trump, attacking the GOP. Little bit of an embarrassment for Michelle Obama. She actually went over to the State Department to register with the Secretary of State to run for president in 2020. Now, she meets the constitutional requirement of being born in the United States of America, natural born citizen. and she's over 35 years old. But there's a third requirement most people are unaware of. Under the Constitution, you have to be a resident within the United States for 14 years before you're eligible to run for president. And because of the way Michelle Obama had official residency in places like the Cayman Islands for education and tax purposes, she failed that one. I can't imagine why she thinks she even has a chance to run. She has zero qualifications. The only thing she did when she was married to the boss was that school lunch program, and that was an epic fail. Nobody's going to vote for Michelle Obama just because she was married to a president. That's like saying, I'm going to have the wife of the doctor take out my appendix. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. And I think it illustrates just how late empire-esque our national politics have become. When you look back at the history of Rome and Caligula, who got his horse elected to the Senate. We're getting into that kind of strange Twilight Zone territory right now, and it's another reason why I do not think the federal government and our current economy are going to last much longer. I foresee a Soviet Union-style collapse in the future, quite possibly before the end of the year. Now, Donald Trump is meeting with Xi Jinping down in Florida. And they're trying to talk about improving U.S.-China ties, which is what Trump said he was going to work on if he was elected. Of course, standing in the way of that is the friction over North Korea. And Donald Trump's announcement that he says the U.S. is ready to act alone if China won't help with North Korea. Now, China has already signaled that they're pretty much fed up with North Korea themselves. And they do not want to be taking part in any war that actually evolves there. But of course, what we know is the war hawks are seeing North Korea as their back door to a war with China. Because the real enemy is that yuan. The real enemy is the ruble. And that's what's behind all of these wars. Now, as I said on Friday, it is important to remember that one and only one nation has ever actually used a nuclear weapon of mass destruction on the civilians of another country. And that's the United States. Nobody else has ever done it. Keep that in mind when you're hearing all this screaming about Iraq's nuclear weapons, which didn't exist, and Iran maybe wants to build a nuclear weapon, and nobody's actually got evidence they're doing that, or any of this other stuff. Nuclear weapons are used for deterrent purposes. If you invade my country, bad things will happen to you. That's why Kim Jong-un wants them. He's been hearing about the U.S. wanting to invade North Korea for years. Of course, he's going to arm himself. Kim Jong-un will not launch an unprovoked nuclear strike against anybody. He needs to save those nuclear weapons to hold in reserve so that if he is invaded, he can strike back with devastating force. So Kim Jong-un's nuclear arsenal is not a threat to the world unless he's provoked by the United States. You need to keep that in mind. Over in Syria, Syrian forces have retaken the key strategic town of Mardis in Hama. As I mentioned earlier at the top of the show, terrorists attacked the Russian embassy in Damascus, apparently using mortars and rockets. No reports of casualties there, but obviously the synchronicity with the St. Petersburg train attack cannot be ignored there. Another article coming on out of counterpunch.org saying the beneficiaries of conflict with Russia, and basically what they're going on in is they're talking about how everyone is trying to portray Russia, 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 Russia's a danger, Russia's coming, Russia's coming, even though it is NATO and U.S. forces that are massed on Russia's border. And they're trying to find some way they can make it look like anything Russia does to defend themselves from invasion represents a provocation where it's perfectly okay for the United States to have their military all over the planet making stink face. We'll be right back.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com, and use promo code TALK.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about how the corporate media is continuing to try and push this Russia bashing. Russia's a danger. Russia's coming to invade Europe. Russia's coming to invade America. We heard all the same stuff back in the 1950s. Here's something to keep in mind. The United States hovers on the edge of a financial collapse because of the illegal immigrants and refugee problem. We have turmoil in the streets, contagious diseases that had been eradicated before. Same thing all over Europe. It's hovering on the verge of collapse of the EU and their economies. Why would Putin want those headaches? And the answer is, he wouldn't. Russia does not need to invade Europe and the United States. Europe and the United States are in the process of self-destructing. Again, look for the part that should be there and isn't, and that tells you that you're being lied to. Why would Russia want to start a world war and conquer Europe and the United States? What does it get them? Two already failed, destroyed parts of the planet. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Russia, Russia, Russia. Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Hey, Mike, you know, like all wars are bank of wars, this is all about China, Russia. It's all about economics, people. Everybody yes. should know that by now. It's about the ruble. It's about Russia and China being the Eurasia powerhouse they are now, and you're in a declining empire. That's what it's all about, and it's nothing's going to stop this decline now. It's already in effect. You can tell. So it's going to be about Russia, going after Russia. They're trying to demonize. It's not going to work because it's too late, Mike.
Yeah, I'm afraid we went past the point of no return a while ago, and we're seeing a lot of indications that Donald Trump is unable to get the war hawks and the intelligence community under control, and it puts him in a very, very ugly place because he very well cannot get up at a press conference and say, the war hawks aren't listening to me, the CIA is not listening to me, the NSA, because the Democrats would seize that and say, well, see, he's being completely ineffective, and therefore we need a stronger leader in there. I'm beginning to think that Trump is not as in control of the military escalation as the media likes to portray him being.
Hey, Mike, you know what's funny? If anybody looks, what does the Baltics and pretty much the rest of the EU make that anybody wants? Nothing.
Yeah.
They all get their stuff from China. So that's the future. So that's right there. That's proved, you know, it proves they don't have nothing that the West has.
There's nothing worth conquering. I mean, Europe is broke. Europe is filled with illegal immigrants and refugees. Same thing with the United States of America. China is a manufacturing powerhouse. They're making products people want to buy. Russia is growing non-GMO agriculture. Everybody wants to buy. And that's just the reality. This rush to war is to try and prop up the Federal Reserve note as the global trade and banking currency. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, China is an economic powerhouse. Russia is a commodity powerhouse. And the two
yes.
combined equals a left and a right fist.
And you know what's really... And in addition to the fact that they're doing business across their border in their own indigenous currencies, now they're going to a gold-backed trade system. And that is going to be an absolute death blow to the Federal Reserve.
And Mike, on this Russia, on this terrorist attack... I'll bet everything I own that it was a CIA operation through Dagestan, which is the same Dagestan the Boston bomber went back and forth about 12 times where the FBI and the CIA did nothing. And I guarantee these people are still operating in Dagestan. Russia's not going to bomb Dagestan. They're going to go in there with Alpha Team and Oman and do a strategic, you know, hit on these terrorists, you know, and their bomb-making facility and stuff like that. It's going to be a quiet operation. Per se.
I agree with you overall. Obviously, that bomb was actually built inside Russia itself, looking at the photos of it. But you're right. It does feel like more of the same destabilization operations that we've seen in all these other countries leading up to an attempt to overthrow Russia's legitimate government and replace it. It's not going to work, but obviously they plan on trying. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
in Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. There's been another development regarding the train bombing in St. Petersburg, Russia. The police had released a photo of their primary suspect. And apparently, this individual just turned himself into police because he'd seen himself on TV. And he says, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. He's not running. He's not hiding. He walked into the police station and said, that's me in the picture, but I had nothing to do with it. So now they're out there trying to figure out exactly what happened. But it's another indication that there may be more to this bombing than meets the eye. All right, we're going to take a couple more phone calls, then we're going to close the phone line. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. I think you said once that everything's going to have to break down before we can come back and, like, rise from the ashes, you know. And someone told me something about a guy. I never checked into it. I just sort of took their word for it, named Gurdjieff. He's a nice 19th century, I don't know if he's a philosopher, he's a Russian. But I think his name is spelled G-I-I-R-R-C-H-I-E-F, really strange spelling. Mm-hmm. And he said, if you find anything about it, I guess I should look it up someday, but he said that greed and advertising will be America's downfall. Now, he said this in the late 1800s, and he, and Russians are big on things like this, And he may also have, the advertising bit of it was interesting because I thought that might have something to do with surveillance problems we're having, like Snowden said that with the advertising they can exploit us. And also with the advertising, I was thinking about how you said cars are real cheap right now. No one's
yes.
buying. But, these new cars, that has a lot to do with surveillance. And I don't know how popular. I wouldn't want a new one now. My Honda's 10. My daughter-in-law has it. I don't even have a car right now because she needed it. She was getting her master's, and so I missed my car, and I don't know that I want a new one. You know what I mean? I'll take a cab as little as I go to town. But I don't know, this guy, Gurchief, I just haven't heard him mentioned anywhere, maybe because he was a seer or a psychic or something. But it's something I'd like to know more about. So that's not the stuff of this show. But,
no, that's a little out there.
Yeah.
However, I would agree, and common sense, greed is going to destroy any society. As far as advertising, having worked in that industry myself, I'm aware of how powerful it really can be. There's a lot of applied psychology in advertising.
Yeah.
And I'll give you one good example. And this goes back to when the food companies first started to put out instant cake mixes. And this was at a time when women's identities were still very much rooted in being at home and making good food for their family. And these first instant cake mixes weren't selling. And it was very simple, take the box, dump it in, put water, put it in the pan, bake it. Yeah, and women women just didn't want to get involved with that because they felt they were losing their involvement with the process. So the cake companies made one little change. They added an instruction on the back, add one egg. And that one little thing, all of a sudden women felt that they were part of the process of making the cake, and the cake mixes were a huge success. But, that is how subtle some of the psychology is in getting you to buy things.
I'm sorry. I was going to say, what if people start ignoring the advertising because they can see that it's not credible or it's connected with things they don't want, like refrigerators that keep track of everything you're doing, and what you're eating and what you're buying, and who wants that?
That turned out not to. Huge advertising campaigns do not guarantee a success. Look at the Edsel or New Coke or any of these other disasters. Advertising is very intrusive. I remember when cable TV first came on out, they were selling it on this promise that if you are paying a monthly cable bill, there'll be no more advertising. Today, of course, we're paying a huge cable bill.
Right.
We have more ads on TV than back in the days of over-the-air broadcasting. And thank goodness for a DVR, because I don't watch anything live anymore. I just record it so I can fast forward through the commercials.
Me too.
It's just constant repetition, and it really, unfortunately, does work. Now, as far as subliminal advertising, that never really proved out. It was something ad agencies like to claim would work because it allowed them to ramp up the fees to the clients. It really didn't work. And it was fun, to look in the booze ads for the reflection of the naked girl in the ice and everything, because they were doing all kinds of stuff like that. A lot of people who are getting psychology degrees wind up working for the advertising industry. One of the milestones of the advertising industry was the Pond's Cold Cream campaign, because up until that point, advertising of a product was basically focused on this is what's in it, this is what it will do. You'd have these things like, we have more high-quality ingredients than our competition. Pons changed advertising forever with one sentence: for the skin he loves to touch. And it was a runaway success, and it marked the transition from advertising that actually told you what the product would do to image-based sell, which is what we have today.
But we also have today Johnson & Johnson lawsuits. See, the thing is, if the advertising industry starts failing, that could be part of the collapse, because that's such a big thing. And the expense, oh, my God, what they must spend on that stuff.
Oh, it's expensive. In the early days of computer animation, I worked for a company called Robert Abel & Associates, and we were some of the first people to develop this technology. And the only people we could attract as clients were advertisers, TV commercials, because they had the money in terms of dollar per running second to afford this very expensive brand new technology. TV shows couldn't afford it. Even feature films couldn't afford it until the technology came down in price, and Jurassic Park was the watershed on that one. But in the early days of Robert Abel and Associates, it was TV commercials. We used to get all of our commercials on the Super Bowl every year, and we were winning awards. You know, even the mistakes were winning film awards. I mean, that's how it was. But yeah, when you look at TV, when you watch a TV show, the commercials are actually the best produced things on that TV. And if you're watching a 30-second commercial, it can easily cost far more than the entire 30-minute situation comedy that's wrapped around it, because what TV sells is your mind. They lure you in with interesting TV shows and get you into a receptive state of mind so that you can receive that pitch here. A lot of people look back on the original Star Trek, which is enjoying a bit of a vogue over on BBC America. They got out the old negatives and they've re-telecined them to high def, and it's kind of fun looking back on them. But the original Star Trek only lasted 3 seasons, and in the 3rd season, NBC went out of its way to literally destroy the viewership by putting Star Trek at the same time kids would be going to their school football games. And they did that because there are 2 scores for every TV show. There's the Nielsen ratings, which everybody's heard of, how many people are watching this show, and then there's another one called the Burke score, which is more internal. People don't talk about that outside the industry. And that is a measure of how well people remember the commercials they saw on the show. And Star Trek, which had these very interesting, challenging stories, they found out people were talking through the commercial breaks about what they were seeing in the story on Star Trek. So Star Trek, the original series, had sky-high Nielsen's and down-in-the-basement Burke scores, and that's why they had to get rid of it. They couldn't get advertisers to come on the show.
Yeah. You know, I have to throw this in before I go. I still tape with my on my VCR, video cassette recorder, with my VHS video home systems tapes, VHS tapes. I use a converter box from my RCA analog, and then once I get it taped, I put it on my digital TV because it converts it, and the TV hates it. It keeps trying to change me to component. But I want to do it in composite because I'm playing it back from a VC from a VCR, recorder. But it works, you know. And so I'm so low tech. I may be under the radar.
Well, but what you're dealing with is you're going back to a really old technology, because composite video. When they first came out with TV, it was black and white, and then they wanted to go to color, and they had to cheat the bandwidth. And they literally have the chrominance subcarrier overlapping with the aluminum subcarrier. And you probably remember on old TV, if you're my age, somebody who had a very fine pattern on their shirt, it would flash rainbow colors, and that's where that was coming from. So obviously, if you can get to a component or even S-video where the chrominance and luminance are on separate wires, and so they can't interfere with each other. Okay?
Yeah. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right. That's it. Okay.
All right. We're going to let you go. Thank you very much. We're going to go to Ramsey in Canada. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am fine. What is on your mind today?
Yes, sir. I just want to tell you something. Yes, sir. Regarding the aggression on Russia, it's not just economic, it's also political, because see, Russia has attacked ISIS and damaged ISIS, which was American and a Israeli creation, along with Saudi Arabia and those people. So, and also Russia has interests with Syria, the Syrian government, like the legitimate government of Syria. So it's not just economic, like with the ruble and all that.
Well, that desire to preserve the U.S. dollar hegemonic domination of the global economy preceded all those other developments. That's the root cause of it. And again, we've been on this path to this new world war, all the way back to Richard Nixon's ending of gold convertibility for the Federal Reserve note, and the realization that the Federal Reserve had drastically overprinted all that ink and paper to literally loot other countries of manufactured goods and agricultural produce, and they could not make good on those Federal Reserve notes. So in order to keep the dollar from collapsing, they came up with the petrodollar scam, which was that the U.S. went to all the oil-producing nations and said, if you will promise to sell your oil only for the dollar and invest that, those profits back in the United States of America, we will militarily protect you from your enemies, who we are also giving weapons to when you're not looking. And that worked for a while, but more and more, as the dollar becomes seen as less solid, less reliable, countries want to start selling their oil for other currencies, and that's when they get attacked. In 2002, Iraq got UN permission to sell Iraq's oil for the euro instead of the dollar. 1 year later, the U.S. attacks, screaming nuclear weapons of mass destruction. They lynched Saddam Hussein, and Iraq's oil is back on the world market only for the U.S. dollar. Down in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi was doing wonderful things for Libya, tremendous infrastructure, water development, distribution, very high standard of living. And then he closes down the private central bank of Libya, sets up a state central bank and a value-based currency, the gold dinar. Then he tells the rest of the world, if you want to buy Libya's oil, you have to pay for it with the gold dinar. The U.S. goes in there covertly, says it's a popular uprising. They kill Gaddafi. Libya's oil is back on the market only for the U.S. dollar, and the gold for the gold dinar, nobody knows where that vanished to.
You see, sir, I totally agree with what you said, but like, I'm just saying, like, there's also like politics involved. Like, it's not just economic.
Oh, of course it is. I've said many, many times, wars and assassinations never happen for just one reason. And when you get a large group of individuals who have their own agendas, but they all agree that this war or this assassination would help them, that's when these things start to happen. So, yes, from the point of view of the Federal Reserve, it's about the U.S. dollar. From the point of Israel, it's about breaking up the large Middle Eastern countries into smaller pieces that are easy to be bullied around and so forth. Anyway, listen, I'm going to let you go here. We're going to switch to Peter in Los Angeles, and then we're going to close the phone lines because I got to get back to news. Peter, what's on your mind?
Mike, you and Dustin were talking about who's in control. Is Trump even remotely in control of security services? I would say, I just want to bring up a couple of points, and I'm your age. We're the same age. In my lifetime, the intelligence budget has never been published. It's black.
Yes.
We don't know what businesses they own. They own a lot of businesses. They've invested in a lot of businesses. We don't know.
Also the illicit money they're getting from the drug trafficking.
That's right. And the illicit money they're getting from the businesses. And we don't know what contracts that they have out with people that would also make those people beholden. We don't know, remember, of course, you said many times, what the Pentagon money, we don't know where that money's gone, trillions and trillions, we don't know where that money's gone. So we've got a one black budget, we don't know what's coming in, even from the government side, for the intelligence, we don't know where the money goes for any of this stuff, and just to refresh everybody's memory out there, remember that there's the intelligence people bugged their own oversight committee and threatened them.
Yes.
To intimidate them just 2 years ago. They also, just last October or something, Obama tried to have some sort of discussion with the Russians about Syria, and the Pentagon basically said, F you, and they bombed the Syrian army and killed about 100 Syrian soldiers against Obama's wishes.
Yes.
We also know that Obama's had 8 years to put all these deep state ticks into the security services, the intelligence and all that, who are working to undercut Trump from that part. So I would tell you, we have no clue that I don't know if they've ever been under control. They're under less control of Trump than any other president beforehand, but they're completely autonomous, maybe have been for a long time.
Well, if you remember the big...
Right?
The Federal Reserve has never been answerable to the federal government. We even have Alan Greenspan on videotape admitting that.
Yes.
The Federal Reserve is answerable to no federal government authority. Go on back and look at the circumstances that led up to Harry Truman's firing of General Douglas MacArthur, where MacArthur was just saying, I know better about what we should be doing militarily than you do, therefore we're going to go with my lead. So factionalism has always been a reality of any large government. In fact, it's an argument against allowing government to get too large. But certainly, I think never before in U.S. history has the U.S. federal government been as badly factionalized as it is now, where you have the FBI operating almost autonomously, the NSA, CIA, the military-industrial complex, and Donald Trump is supposed to be basically in charge of it all, but at this point it's clear that a lot of decisions are being made for him, and he doesn't dare admit that. Okay, Peter, got to let you go. Got to do a break for commercials. Back with more news after these few words.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's ANGIOPRIM.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Here we're going to do some news now. Now, Trump is apparently seeking to restart good relations with Egypt. Apparently had a meeting with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, focusing on security issues and military aid. So he's out there trying to mend some fences there, although I'm sure that el-Sisi understands how American influence led to the ousting of Mubarak and then later Morsi. It's a complicated issue over there. Now then, Julian Assange, in an interview, was looking at how John McCain went on this meltdown over the Trump administration's announcement that Bashar al-Assad can stay on as president of Syria if he wins his election. And McCain just had a total meltdown on that one. And Assange is saying, from what he can see, there is clearly a conflict between the White House and the CIA over the Syria policy. And so what is emerging here is an image of a president who is simply being ignored by these rogue intelligence agencies, the military-industrial complex. And it puts Trump in a bind. He can't stand up there and say, these people aren't listening to me. We have a dysfunctional government. Now then, the United Nations has announced they will oversee the Iraqi Kurdistan independence referendum. And they're going to oversee this referendum and let the Kurds have a vote to break away from Iraq and then later grab a chunk of Syria and grab a chunk of Turkey. It's a shame the United Nations didn't give Crimea the same fair treatment. And when the United Nations goes black on one and white on the next one, it undermines their credibility. They're just as politicized and corrupt as any other government on earth here. Story coming out of Sputnik News. Iran nuclear deal 2 years in, U.S. senators seeking to sabotage it. And they're talking about 2 years ago, they had the P5 plus one deal. Iran would not develop or deploy nuclear weapons. And now they're acknowledging promises made by the United States as part of the deal are in danger of being circumvented. Congress is talking about passing more sanctions against Iran, possibly with enough of a margin to overturn a Trump veto. And Trump would be wise to veto this, because here's the important part of the P5 plus one deal. Iran has kept all of its promises under the P5 plus one. The United States has not. This is sending a clear message to other nations that the United States government cannot be trusted to honor their agreements with other nations. And that is the real damage coming out of this renewed campaign to get a military action going in Iran. It's proving to the rest of the world the United States has gone rogue. We'll be right back after station identification.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.